Okay, we're on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, couple lines down. Tani saw Truma Shanaf Lepachsim Meya Harel Medu Moim. So this is, of course, something we've been saying many times. If you have less than 100 towards times the amount of Truma, then it's not going to be bottle. It's Meduma. So what's one of the halachas that come out of that? Even though the whole taruvus is aser, in a certain sense has halacha like truma, so one might have thought that if I eat truma b'shogeg, well, normally the rule is you have to pay. If you eat truma b'shogeg, you have to pay karen v'chaimish, and that karen and the chaimish also has to be paid from chulin mesukanin. You have to take stuff which is completely edible and pay, right? Pay that as payment for the tashlumen becomes truma. Okay? That's the rule. So now, one would have thought if I ate meduma, which is
truma once the claim has it.
Yeah, once I pay it. So one would have thought if I ate meduma, so let's say I have one part truma in nine parts chulin. And I go ahead and I eat, let's say I ate all 10, right? So you might say, oh, you know what? It was all aser as truma because of taruvas. So when you eat a bishonga, you should have to pay 10, right? So kamashalon, this is the first part of the Gemara. You don't have to pay for inadvertently eating the truma. You only have to pay according to the cheshbon of how much truma was in there, so therefore I only have to pay. In my example, where you had one saw of truma and nine saw of chulin, you don't have to pay one saw of truma.
Even though each bite is a suffix truma.
Even though the whole mixture is an iser. It's like, I like to say, it's like we don't say chatichanas nevela legabe this, and the whole thing becomes like mamish truma, you know? So that's what it says over here. I think, that's what footnote 9 is going to explain more, barichas. But anyway, and then, v'lomi makam acher aleihen. Nor do you have to pay with chulin from elsewhere. Elefi cheshman. So that means what? Let me get this right. One second. Oh, no. Okay. No, what I just said is the second part of it. I'm sorry, I didn't say the right shot. So that's the second part of it. What I just told you is lo mimakam acher aleihen. That means you don't pay from chulin on them if you ate the meduma. That's what I just told you. But the first part of it, ema shaman mehen kem v'chamish al makam acher, that's the following case. That's if you ate. Let's forget about the meduma for a second. I ate four fifths of a saw of truma, pure truma, b'shogeg, right? So you have to pay the karen plus a chaimesh. In other words, you have to pay a saw of truma to the kohen. So you can't use the meduma. I can't take, if I have, in my example, you had 1/10 of the mixture was meduma. I can't just take one saw out of that meduma mixture and use that to pay the kohen, because since 10% of it is already truma, my tashlumen would not be being made with chulin. And since the tashlumen has to be made with chulin, so you'd have to pay 1.1 saw, right? One saw and a tenth. Does that make sense? Yeah? Just tell me if it makes any sense. Is anybody any questions about this? So one more time, real quick. So if the first part of it is, if I ate truma, in the example I'm giving here is 4/5 of a saw, you have to pay a karen b'chaimesh, so therefore you have to pay back a saw of chulin to make up for the 4/5 that you ate. What are you going to use to pay off that saw? You have to use chulin. If I have a mixture of meduma and that mixture was in a ratio of one saw to nine saws, so 1/10 of that mixture is truma, I can't just give one saw from that mixture because 10% of it is truma. Therefore, I have to pay 1.1 so that I have a total chulin amount of one saw.
We're going to say there it's bottle.
And we don't say, well, it's certainly not bottle because in my example, you weren't bottling. If it was bottle 1 in 100, I don't think there'd be any problem. I think you'd probably be able to pay.
It says.
And the second part is the other thing I told you. Okay. Let's go next. Now, here, it's a little confusing here. Dovashrein darkoli bolo. This is talking about something which doesn't usually blend. So, something which doesn't blend is something dry. Obviously, wheat kernels, it's dry and dry. Maybe it gets mixed up together, and you could say it's distributed evenly, but it's still not.
It's a mixture.
It's a mixture. It's not one. It's not a single entity. So avol dover shadakoli bolol, but when it comes to something that blends, such as liquids, right? So holchanach harov. Then you go back to the majority. So imrov truma. So then. I think what it's trying to say here is that in the example that I gave you before, that you want to use it, let's say you want to use it to pay, right? So we said 1.1 in my example, right? You could pay 1.1 to make up for the truma. But if it's rove truma, you couldn't use liquid to pay off that amount. The whole thing would have a look like truma, and you wouldn't be able to pay with that. I think that's what it means.
You don't go 1 in 100, you go rove.
We're never talking about 1 in 100 here in any of these cases.
Stick to my case
where you have one truma saw mixed in nine saw. That's the meduma case that we're talking about over here. So you have 10% of it is truma. So you can't use, if that was the case, let's say you had 10% of oil, which was truma, mixed into 90%, which is chulin oil. You couldn't use from that mixture, 11% of the mixture to pay off the, if it was one, so I don't know the liquid solid, but let's just keep using liquid, the solid measure. You had one saw, you couldn't use 1.1 saw of the liquid to pay it off because it's considered like one. I think that's what it's saying. So it says, like in 16, it says, if the majority of the blended mixture is truma and a revius of the blended meduma fell into other chulin wine, we don't say less than 100 revius will nullify the revius that fell in, since the revius that fell in was not completely truma. He's using the other case. He's using the case if it falls into, if you have it falling into another mixture. So you wouldn't just say, just use the ratio of what truma is in that original mixture. Rather, you'd have to have 100 times the entire mixture if a rove of it was truma. If the rove of it was chulin, let's go in the next paragraph, in the same vein, if the majority was chulin, and the revius of the blended wine fell into other chulin wine, we don't say you have to have enough chulin in the second mixture to nullify the truma portion of the revius. So here it's the other way around. Here's lukula. If rove of it is chulin, then the whole thing is chulin. And therefore, if it falls into other chulin, it doesn't need to be bottled at all. It needs no nullification at all. That's a big chiddush. Okay? Vimrov chulin chulin. Okay. Next. Let's go to the next Mishnah. Mishnah base. Saw truma to mishnah of l'meya saw truma to harris. Now you have one saw. Both things are truma. One of t'meya into how much? 100 of truma. That's tahara. So what do you do then? So based shamay yisrim, they shamay holds it. You don't say bittel. Truma but truma. I guess they hold it's not bottle. Beisol Matir, they hold, no, it's bottle. So Beisol says to Beisham, my own Beisol Beisham, what's going on over here? Hold to Hira, Asrul Azar, Mutmei Asrul Azar, Lekohanim, both Truma to Hira is also for Azar, Truma to Mea is also to a Kohen, and just like Matahara Ola Aftmea Tala, just like Tahora, if you have one in 100, it's bottle. So too, a Tamea should be bottle in one in 100. Why should Tamea be more Chomer by Truma than a Tahora Truma falling into Mea Chulin by Zar? What's the difference? Omelahem Beis Shammai, so Beis Shammai says, no, look. Im helu achulin akalah hamutram lezar mes ha-tahora tala truma ha-chamura ha-asru lezar mes ha-tamea. He said, what's it, well, how are you comparing them? By the chulin, the 100 chulin are mutter to the zarim to eat. So therefore, something which is mutter to a zar has a koyach of a mevatel to help him mevatel the truma. But by the truma itself is also to the zar. So the truma has already isurim associated with it. So something which has isurim associated cannot be mevatel its own min that also has other isurim, additional isurim. So therefore, the 100 saw of truma cannot be mevatel the saw of truma tameya. That's what they tied it. So la'achar shahaydu. Now this, we're just going to learn this way because this is the maskal talking about. After Beis Shammai was moida to Beis Hillel, the Gemara is going to ask who was moida to whom. The Mishnah doesn't tell us, but that is the pshat. La'achar shahaydu, after Beis Shammai was moida to Beis Hillel, so then. They, in other words, they hold what?
In this case,
in fact, the Gemara is going to say, this is the only case that Beis Shammai was Maida. That's what it says in the Gemara. And what, anyway, so now we're going to say that if you have a saw truma tameya, falls into 100 saw tahira, tahala, and now you have Rabbi Eliezer saying his shita again. Tehirim the tisarif. So take that one out and be sorry for it, right? Because again, he holds that you look at the one that you were mala as if it's for sure what fell in. No. It's lost due to its minuteness. So now over here, right? So it's lost due to its minuteness. Now here, the truma that is tummy is completely nullified. There's no need to remove a replacement. Right? The whole reason why we've been saying take out a replacement. Like if I have a soft truma that falls into 100 chulin, I say it's bottle. It's because gesel hasheva. But here we're talking about saw of truma that fell into mea saw of other truma. The whole thing is the shevet. So it belongs. I'm the kohen, right? It's my stuff. I don't have to be malad. I am the shevet, right? So there's no need to be mal anything, and therefore it's bottle, and you don't have to do anything. That's what it says over here. Nonetheless, I think it says in the footnote, yeah. Nonetheless, bottom of the page there, column 1, bottom of 22, of 23 over there in the brackets, although the truma tameya becomes permitted for consumption, but it still remains tameh. Remember, we've been saying this all along from before, that the truma doesn't become bottle. And therefore, care must be taken to ensure that the truma tameya does not render the truma tahira tameh. So you have to do some kind of eisa, like we said before, to make it so that you don't have that salt. The grain must be prepared, one of the ways prescribed, right? Made into small loaves, toasted, kneaded with fruit juice, divided in a manner that will ensure it won't be empty. All those rules will apply to this.
One set.
No, to the mix,
to the whole thing. How did this truma become tummy? It's grain. It was
not the pellets. Yeah, you made it wet. You poured water on it. Pour water on the grain.
Once it's wet,
it becomes tummy. But it can only be tummy something else if the other thing was also mukshar. So you'd have to. So we're talking. So we keep saying. That the stuff that it fell into had not become moksha. So you had, we'll call it wet grain and dry grain. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're all dry now. They dried out already. but it doesn't make a difference, right? That's what you have to say the case. It's unusual. You're right. If everything was mukshar, all bets are off. Everything's tamei. Saw truma shenafel lameya higbiya v'nafel lamakom acher. So what happened here is like this, right? You had one saw of truma fall into 100 of chulin. You picked out the one saw out of your mixture, and then that one saw that you picked out, what a mazel it has, it fell into another pile. But not back into the original pile, into another pile. So what's the rule? So we're going to have the same machlokas tanoim again. This is the same exact thing. Rabbi Eliezer, who's been saying all along that whatever I pick up is the original saw, so you're going to need 100 against that saw as well, right? Same thing, right? It's very simple. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Medamaska truma vada." It's like vade truma, just like the original. Again, that's lishitase. And the chacham say what? Now we're on nun aleph on base. And the chacham say, "Ein medamas el lefi cheshbon." No, it'll only be a proportion with the original tarubis. Because when you pick it up, it's not the one that fell in. It's just 1/100th of the whole amount. So it'll only be medamas, 1%, right? Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because Rav Lezer is much more makel. It's much easier to take out the one say on burning.
Here it's lachuma though.
Right, in the second case, but in the first case it's much.
Yeah.
It's a huge kula.
Yes.
I'm saying that the 100 is straight up. You don't have to start doing.
You don't have to start doing
the
shtick.
Less than and all that kind of. Trend.
Unless what we said though, that Rav Lezer never goes lachula though. Remember, we had a diak from the Mishnah that as far as the other 100 is concerned, he's masking with Hakom. You gotta
that
go.
Is masking.
That is masking. He only says it lechomra, not lekula. Yeah. Okay. So now next case. Saw truma shenafel lepachas mimeya v'nidmeu v'nafel min hamaduma lemakom acher. So now I have a saw truma fell into less than 100. And then that group fell into another place. Some of the meduma fell into other chulin. Second batch is just as the meduma. It's definite truma. Like, almost like chaticha nasa tabel, almost like that, right? He maintains, look at the two. Rabbi Lezer maintains the meduma is treated as if it was actual truma. Just as actual truma doesn't become nullified less than 100. So two meduma also needs 100 to 1. Right?
To nullify it.
Yep. That's his shita. And the Chacham Maimon, Ein Hamadvan, you're going to see this statement is quoted very often all over Bavli. It's quoted very often. Ein Hamadvan Medama Elo Lafi Cheshman. What does that mean? That whenever you have a starting mixture, if it falls some of that mixture into another mixture, it's only proportional to what it was in the previous mixture. You don't say katika nasa sabela, so to speak. Right? That's a very common expression. He has to illustrate. You want to see the illustration? If the original mixture was half truma and half chulin, and one saw this meduma fell into another batch, we say only half a saw fell into the second batch, right? So the second batch is meduma only if it contains less than 50 saw. But if it contains 50 saw or more, so then it will be 100 times the half saw, and it will be bought. Okay? Very simple. Now, a couple of additional types of language like this. Vein hamachumetz machmetz el lofi cheshbon. This is talking about, let's see here, this is... If you have truma, you have chulin dough that became chametz through, let's say, sourdough, I guess, of truma. So, and then some of that first dough goes and is mechametz a second dough. So you started off with dough one had a, what's that called? What's the word I'm thinking of? I can't think of the word. What's it called when you have something that causes something to happen?
Catalyst.
No, there's another word. What?
The trigger.
It's close. Okay, I can't think of the word. Okay, listen, you're not gonna be my partners in Password, okay? If you remember that show, I don't know if you remember. If you started off with truma being machametz dough number one, and then you took out of that dough more dough, another piece of dough to be machametz dough number two, it's all a pi cheshbon, right? Again, not asat avela, right? Only according to the calculation. Four. Yeah, this looks pretty simple, right? The Mishnah rules, we assume the amount of truma on the piece of dough that fell from the first batch into the second batch is proportional to the amount of truma in the first batch. I mean, that seems pretty simple. I don't know what the big chiddush is over here. There's some things over here I didn't look at. Okay. To illustrate, we'll just look at the illustration again. You take one cup of sourdough to leaven a 50-pound dough. Okay, if one leavened 100 pounds of chulin dough with 2 cups of truma sourdough, that makes sense? If one cup of sourdough, a 50-pound dough, if you leavened 100 pounds of chulin dough with 2 cups of truma sourdough, the dough is meduma. Right, because you have more than 100, you have less than 100 times, right? If one took some of that dough and used it to leaven another 50-pound chulin dough, the second dough will not be meduma unless fully half of the first dough was used to leaven it. Okay, that's basically what I said. Okay, next. V'enamayim shuvim posan samikvah el lefi cheshbon. Now here we have a famous rule. And here the two pshatim, the Gemara and Bavli, gives us what this means. It's not what you think it means. I won't tell you what you think it means. I'll just tell you what it means. So, in other words, if you have 20 saw, a mikveh requires 40 saw. If you have less than 40 saw and 3 lugin of water by mishuvim fall into it, it passes the water. There is a din, though, there is a special din, that if I have more than half the shear of a mikveh, so if I have 21 saw, for instance, of rainwater, then I can take mayim shu'uvim and pour it over a board, and it rolls three, let's say the shear of the board is 3 tefachim, and it rolls three, and it rolls, or the ground, let's say the ground even, let's not forget the board. Board might be a problem. But let's make it just on the ground. So it's called hamshacha. So aidei hamshacha, the gimel tefachim, it can go ahead, and it is matcher, it is kosher, to fill up the mikvah. So if you have 21 saw, and you poured mayim shuvim over the ground, 3 tefachim, and then it filled it up, then it's okay, it's kosher. Only if there was greater than half the water necessary for the mikveh. If there was 19 saw in the mikveh, that would not be good. So then, according to this pshat, what the Gemara, the Mishnah is saying, that mayim shuvim,
same case, liquids mixing,
mayim shuvim don't passel a mikveh, only according to the cheshbon. It means the cheshbon of 20 saw plus will not be possible, but less than that will be possible. It's not quite the same. It's not a Taruvah's question. It's a special halacha, which if you have to follow the rules of that halacha, and it's calling it Lefi Cheshbon. Okay, that's one pshat. Let's see, one other pshat.
Where does Hamshacha come from?
I'm not sure where it comes from. I don't know where that comes from. It's on 51b2, first paragraph, what I just told you. Then there's a second interpretation, and that's like this. Yeah, which is that the Gimel Lugin that I said before disqualify the water is only if they came, it was poured from three or less kelim. So I took a lug, poured it in with one keli, poured another lug with a second keli, poured another lug with a third keli, that would pass it. But if I poured the Gimel Lugin from four kelim, it would not disqualify it. That's what it says over here. Three lugin disqualify from the mikvah only if it was poured from three or fewer. If three lugin fell from four or more, then since each vessel contained less than one lug, it does not become disqualified. So that will be, then the pshat is, Mayim Shuvim only disqualify a mikvah, Lefi Cheshbon, according to the Cheshbon of Kalim. That will be the second pshat.
So what if you had a case of four, but you had one of them had...
If one of them had obviously more than one lug,
the others didn't.
Well, I don't know exactly one lug. So you, I interrupted you. So what's your what's your exact case?
One of them had one and a quarter, and the other three had the three and three quarters to make up less than a lug, but make to make.
I don't know. I don't think so.
And where does this come from? I mean, is this a Lachamash Sinai?
I have no idea. I'm not holding him close. I don't know. Anybody know where this online? Anybody know where this halacha of Gimel Lugin comes from? Is this halacha of Shmini Sinai? Or does anybody know? Okay, we don't know. Okay, next. 151b2 here. So Higbiya saw Truma Shanach Lameya. So now we have the final case. You have a saw of Truma fell into 100. Higbiya. Did I do this? If all the pages begin to look the same to me. Okay. Yehigbiya b'nofla acheres. So here, it's the other way. Here, I took out, one fell into 100, I pulled out the one. Then another one fell into the 100. That's also bottle. Pull out that one. Another one fell into the same 100. I pull out that one. So how long can you go? You go infinitum? Ad infinitum? Can it go forever? Why not, you ask? Why don't you say each one's bottle? That would be one approach. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. It says, Higbiya b'nof l'acheres, Higbiya b'nof l'acheres, Harizim l'teres, Ad shetirba truma l'cholin. So that's one way to learn it. If 51 times this happens, that's one way to learn. Rabbi Elazar doesn't pipe up. Right. You're saying, again, this is following the rule that we keep saying. Rabbi Elazar never said his halacha lekula. But you're right. If he would have said lekula, then he would say, like Shamsi said, it should go la elabah, because the one that you pulled out is the one that fell in. Again, he does not say his halacha lekula. So you said 51. Is that what he says over here? Yeah. I think I saw. Let's see. I think in variant A, just so you know, in variant A, he brings down here that the Rambam disagrees. Explains that the truma is deemed to exceed the chul only when more than 100 saw of truma fall in. Rambam holds it has to happen 100 times, not 51 times. So you have two different approaches to how much lefi cheshbon is. Okay. Saw truma shenof lameya. Here we have one more case. A saw truma falls into 100. And you didn't get around to taking out the other one, but another one falls in. Raise rasura. obviously, you know, the first one may have been bottle, but it's not going to help you because you left it in there. So it's kais of a neir, so to speak, right? The second one comes in. Arizot sur. Reb Shimon Mater, he also know.
But if you had 200, it would be okay.
If you would have another 100 pull, it would fall in, obviously. That would for sure. That would for sure be good.
Whether you connect the two immediately or not?
What do you mean immediately?
Whether it's left on the outside, it's off the lid, or whether or not that true essence still stays with it when you add the second.
Is it bottle, or is it sort of waiting for a partner?
Yeah.
It's bottle, then it's.
So maybe we'll stop here at the Gemara. We'll continue here. Okay?
What time is
Shabbos? Shabbos, what time? Is 8 o'clock still good, or is that too early?
What time is Father's son?
Rabbi Hebershul is having
a lot of walk
at 9 o'clock.
We could care less what Rabbi Hebershul is having. What's the get? You don't have to be on time. You could come 15 minutes late to it.
No, I mean, it's, I got to leave 15 minutes early then.
I'm sure I'll get you a free pass.
Oh my gosh. Talk